A group of Venezuelan opposition leaders are in Washington now. They're talking with the head of the Organization of American States about their concerns over the state of democracy in Venezuela. This meeting's being held after the mayor of Caracas, Venezuela, held a brief hunger strike. He was trying to pressure the OAS into talking to him and other opposition leaders and hearing their case. These opposition leaders say that the Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez is a threat to democracy and freedom of expression in the South American nation. From Caracas, Will Grant reports.
The opposition in Venezuela is unhappy and has been for some time. Now they're taking their complaints about the socialist president Hugo Chavez to Washington. Among the complaints raised with the OAS are a series of presidential restrictions on opposition-led local government and alleged attacks on the freedom of expression and the country's private media, all of which they say amounts to an erosion of democracy and civil liberties in the oil-rich nation. The mayor of Caracas, Antonio Ledezma, said he travelled to Washington to protest over the way in which Mr. Chavez has appointed a governor of the capital district, who has absorbed around 80% of the mayor's powers, budget and staff. The opposition say that Mr. Chavez has undermined their victories in November's local elections and has coordinated a strategy to prevent them from governing their region, something which the Venezuelan government denies. For his part, the head of the OAS, José Miguel Insulza, was tight-lipped following the meeting, saying that his was not the correct organization to deal with internal constitutional issues in Venezuela. Among the opposition's main complaints were the alleged attacks on the country's private media outlets. The OAS talks coincide with a government move to shut down some 240 radio stations in Venezuela, estimated to be about half of the radio on the dial in Venezuela. The government say the stations didn't register their license papers ahead of a deadline last month. The opposition say it's an attempt to silence dissent. In 2007, huge demonstrations were held when the oldest privately owned TV channel in Venezuela was taken off the public airwaves after the government denied it a renewal of its national broadcast license, accusing the station's owners of supporting a failed coup attempt against Mr. Chavez 5 years earlier. Now a similar storm is brewing over a second private TV station, Globovisión, which takes a similarly anti-Chavez editorial line, seen during their recent reporting of a clash between the public and the National Guard in a town called Curiepe. Mr. Chavez has threatened to take the channel off the air, describing the owner, Guillermo Zuluaga, as a madman with a cannon. Mr. Zuluaga is currently under investigation for alleged illegal business dealings, and Globovisión was recently fined more than $2 million for tax evasion. For The World, Will Grant in Caracas.